welcome to the first ever episode of the new podcast, Podsball. I really hope you enjoy it. Okay, stay tuned for next week's edition on Thursday, by the way. Oh, also before I begin, I'd like to mention that there are only two sport-related podcasts currently available. This one, and another one named Sportcasts. I would really suggest you also check out that one. It's on iTunes, or it's another great information source for sport, xsport.com. Anyway, back to the podcast. I've decided to have a fairly short podcast this week and find out if anyone is really interested. If you really enjoyed this podcast, feel free to drop me an email at charsinboy@hotmail.com. That's charitinboy, or chat to me on MSN at the same address. First on the menu is a good old look at the whole sport idea, because never before we've really had a hugely game like this. You can totally create a different species, you can play the game as many times as you want, there are a million different things you can do, and you'll never play the same game twice. Now, I know some of you out there have no clue what sport is, and I'm not sure why you'd be listening to this podcast if you are, but hey, the basic view is that you play God over a small creature species, starting from when it's a microscopic organism, feeding on bacteria and plants, and growing into a fully formed creature, then growing into an empire and branching out into space. The game itself is broken down into five stages. First is the cell phase, where you play a 2D cell crashed on a barren planet, and you tell the cell to survive. Slowly get new parts to evolve your creature, and then, in the cell editor window, you can place any new items that you've unlocked anywhere on your creature. So if your creature needs two spikes on its back and fins on its side, go ahead. There's an infinite amount of creations you can make just in this one editor. And there's a total of 18 different editors you can get, so it gets a lot bigger than this. In the second phase, the creature phase, you've evolved legs and walked onto land. Land has become a fully 3D environment you must explore now, and fighting creatures you must eat them to survive, because, well, every creature's got to eat. You've got to protect yourself by being eaten by larger predators than yourself, and as in the cell stage, there's a creature editor for this stage, but it's a lot more open this time. You can unlock a horde of different parts to give you stat increases, second set of arms, you can get yourself extra fighting power for new weapons. Now, even though Spore isn't out yet, the creature creator is, so you can download the free version online at spore.com or buy the full version at the same place. And I suggest buying the creature creator whether or not you're going to buy this game Spore or not, as it's nearly a fully-fledged game on itself, and it's definitely worth £5, or $10 in America. In the third phase, you lose control of your creature and gain control of a whole tribe of them. You must now teach them how to fish and hunt, protect themselves from other tribes' attacks, and to fight back. Now you can also give your creatures some help. You can buy them drums for fun, to play music and have your whole tribe enjoy their home, or give them spears which they'll hold and fight however you tell them, because you can actually teach your creature how to fight, you can tell it what its fighting moves are, you can even get it to hold a spear in its mouth if you want to. If you don't want to, though, Spore has a good old smart drive that's very clever and will actually determine some cool moves for your creature anyway, so they can still fight. In the tribal stage, there's another editor, the coat editor, which is basically the colour and picture of the coat of arms. Seems to be more of a little plaything than an editor, but hey, it's the only editor the tribal phase really gets, so hope you enjoy it. Next, your tribe has evolved into a city in the civilization phase, where you must fight for control of the whole planet by building various machines to befriend, destroy, or capture other cities or of creatures. The civ stage brings in a lot of new editors, the building editor, the land machine editor, the aquatic machine editor, the air machine editor, and the music editor. The music editor is probably one of the kind thing in Spore, and it's the only one that actually lets you create anything but a graphical creation. There are multiple types of machines through the land, aquatic, and air machine editors, like religious capture ones to get other cities to follow you through your religion, or complete fighters to attack you, or small cruising ships, mainly just to befriend other ones to get alliances. Now, in the last stage, which is called the space stage, and it's mainly a sandbox stage, it is probably the most open and large thing in history. You've now evolved enough to travel the stars and you can build your spaceship and fleets, attack, colonize, or terraform other planets. You can get loads of UFO tools and a variety of simulation games. A great example would be from Will Wright, the creator of Spore, in his tech demo, as he picked up a creature from one planet and put it onto a moon with no atmosphere to see what happened. It actually started to bubble, but exploded at the lack of oxygen and left a happy little blood stain on the moon. That's actually going to be one of the longest intros ever to a podcast. And also, the intro was probably longer than the rest of the podcast itself. Anyway, I know there's very little extra fan stuff in this podcast, but it seems this is the first one. I needed to see if there was any interest first. If there is, in the next few podcasts I'll be giving you all the new information, secrets, release times, and special glitches inside the game that can be extremely fun from next week onwards. Now, I bet you're wondering how the game can be so open from what I was just talking about. Well, I've got a nice little surprise for you here. Every time you enter a new stage, hundreds of creatures, buildings, planets and more made by Spore fans like you or me will be downloaded straight into your computer and onto your Spore game. And you don't need to worry about space because each one only takes up a few bytes or kilobytes, which is absolutely tiny. So you can actually play with other people's creatures on Spore, and you can download items that your friends or any other certain creatures or buildings or anything else that you specifically like, and you can have maybe a whole planet of your friend's favourite creature that he works hours and hours on to make. Then you can have him watch as you slowly blow it up with a good laser in your spaceship. This kind of signifies that Spore will be the most multiplayer, biggest multiplayer game that can only be played in single player, without creating paradox, of course. If you check online on the Spore website, you'll see there's something called the Sporepedia, which, when the game comes out, will hold all the different creatures, machines, buildings, and more that fans like you or I make. But now it just holds the creatures that people have made as the creature editor's already out. But you'll notice the Sporepedia has some creations are a bit adult in there, whereas other people were calling them big fat penises. But you don't need to worry about ever encountering a race of these things from your game, as Maxi are being very good and strict and deleting any on-site and banning or suspending the authors for either up for a few weeks or forever. You'll also notice that on the Sporepedia there are some very strange things from maybe even other games. You'll see that some people have made a whole race of Pokemon, or a whole race in very old games like Mega Man or Mini Man. You'll also notice there are some things like a creature made totally out of rock, or a creature that looks like a Wii, a Nintendo Wii. Well, anyway, that's about it for today's podcast, and I hope to hear from you. So please do remember to contact me at chartinboy@hotmail.com or on MSN at the same address. Hope to see you again next week. Thanks for listening, and goodbye. Oh, and maybe next week we'll have a theme tune. Anyway, stay tuned.